real-time check-in with today's business world and more. This is the Wintrust Business Lunch, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, on 720 WGN. Here's Steve Bertrand.
It is 12:36 here in the Allstate Skyline studio on this Monday afternoon. I was driving into work this morning around all sorts of movie trailers. They were shooting a film across the river here, and it got me thinking about CineSpace and Alex Picios, who is the guy behind CineSpace. He was on the show almost 2 years ago, and at the time was talking about this idea of creating sort of a back lot on the near west side of Chicago. So we reached out, and Alex is going to be on tomorrow. There's so much production when it comes to television in Chicago, movies as well, but I think television in particular. I can't wait to talk to Alex again tomorrow about all of that. But right now in the studio, Kim Zeller, the CEO and president at Ray Graham Association. She's our Wintrust community leader for this week. Kim, welcome to the Wintrust Business Lunch.
Thank you.
All right, tell me about the Ray Graham Association.
Ray Graham Association has been providing services and supports to children and adults with developmental disabilities such as autism, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, since 1950. We are primarily in the DuPage County area. That's at least where our physical locations are. But we serve people across the greater Chicago metropolitan area.
I like the name Ray Graham. Tell us where that comes from.
Ray Graham was actually a pioneer in the industry when the organization was founded. In 1950, families had very, very few options.
He was the first director?
He was the first director of special education.
For the state.
In Illinois, and really put special education, you know, on the map here. And we adopted his name because he was a leader and he was a pioneer.
I love that. And so today you are helping with education, you're helping with life services and skills, I should say, and just about everything, right?
Yeah, our services really kind of fall in five primary catchment areas, I guess. Supports to families that have their family members living at home. Residential services that range from supporting people to live in their own apartment or home to a setting where we provide 24-hour nursing services.
You have 40 group homes? Did I read that correctly?
We have 40 physical locations. Right, okay. We have 25 group homes.
So some could be apartments that people share,
yes,
or things like that.
Yes.
And what is the benefit to having people with disabilities sort of leave their family home and go to live in an apartment or live in a group home?
Well, I think just like anyone, just because you have a disability, it doesn't mean that you don't want to grow up and move away from your family.
Right.
And take on, you know, your own life and find your way. And that's what we really support people to do. A big part of what we do is help people to find employment. At any point in time, I guess I should say, we are partnering with about 150 companies to help people to become employed.
You know, it's interesting. It's coincidence, but a week or two ago, Ann Burke was in the studio, and we were talking about Special Olympics. And the same thing, the genesis with Eunice Kennedy about getting, you know, seeing the benefits of exercise and the independence and all of that. It would have been later than 1950, but it was in the early 60s. Mm-hmm. But the same thing, that our awareness, our intelligence and emotional intelligence really has grown so much over the past several decades when it comes to the disabled among us. And so let's go back to employment, though. Tell me about placing people in workplaces and who benefits from that.
Oh, I think everybody benefits from it. I think that first and foremost, the person themselves that has a disability, you know, I always go back to, when someone asks you, what do you do? They're not asking you what you do at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, right.
They're asking you, what do you do? What is your profession? And for a person with a disability who's had to overcome a lot of challenges to be able to say, I'm employed by such and such company and I have this job or I'm on this career track, it's empowerment, it's self-esteem, it gives that person power. From a company standpoint, it's just a really good business decision. Right now, I mean, one of our biggest issues is being able to find qualified folks that want to stick around. And I can tell you that people with disabilities, when they become engaged with the company, if they have the right supports, they will stick around for a very, very long time.
How does it work when you're connecting a client with a company?
Yeah.
Do you have particular companies that come back over and over again, or do you have curious companies that try to put their foot in the water? How does that work?
Both. You know, it seems that if a company partners with us to find someone a job that they become part of that company, the company almost always tends to come back because it works so well.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, we have job developers that go out and meet with companies, educate companies on the benefits of hiring people with disabilities. At the end of the day, it's all about the right match, just like for any job.
Yeah.
You know, so we really try to make sure we're supporting people to land those jobs because we want them to be satisfied and we want companies to be return customers.
You know, I've talked about this several times, but I was really interested in your description about, you know, what do you do? And I'd never considered it from that standpoint. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could see the benefit of having a place to go and feeling pride and all of that. But yeah, to answer that question, what do you do? That's a nice thing.
Yeah.
How's the cash?
Oh, well, in our field, most of our services are funded through the state Medicaid program.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good news and that's the bad news.
Right.
Because the rates, we rank actually as a state 47th in the way that we fund these types of services. And what that means to us is that we have to fundraise about $1.8 million every year just for operations.
How do you raise it?
All sorts of ways. Looking for individual donors, fundraising opportunities. We have a walk coming up in September, September 23rd to be exact, out in Naperville. It's become one of our biggest fundraisers. But we through grant writing and other ways and really trying to build our base of donors.
You know, it's funny, too, because we just had a segment with Chicago Inno, and we talk over and over about how these investors and these, you know, startup funds, they're giving millions and millions of dollars to companies with ideas. Are you competing with them, that money? I mean, I'm sure you'd like to see that money going to you, too.
Absolutely. You know, it does.
Are you competing with them?
The competition for raising funds and getting corporate sponsors and whatever it is has become very, very competitive over the last 10 years. I think, you know, especially in our field where we've needed to kind of up our game because we haven't been getting regular cost of doing business adjustments from the state, we've had to jump in and make this a major activity.
Well,
years before, it wasn't quite as major of an issue, but it is today.
You're here as a WinTrust community leader. So how does WinTrust work with you to make all of this happen?
WinTrust is a great partner. They've been partnering with us for a number of years now. They have been major sponsors of our golf outing, major sponsors of our annual Butterfly Ball Gala event. And then we're fortunate enough to be able to benefit from the time and talent of many of their employees that, for example, sitting on our board of directors, being on our finance committee, being right there beside us for major volunteer activities that we need to get done. They're a great
partner. So that's, I thought we were going to talk about how they help business wise, but you're talking about how they help sort of emotion wise or brawn wise as well.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Kim Zeller is the CEO and president at Ray Graham Association. Where do people find out information if they want to join this walk?
Go to our website. It's raygraham.org. There's a link right there to get you signed up. You can start a team or you can just come out and join us the day of.
And it's great to meet you. Good luck.
Thank you.